たばかりだったじゃないですか。
ですか。
そう。
And I think it's a ringworm. I've been Dr. Randall's sick. But he won't leave it alone, and it's getting bigger.
He's got that, and what else?
He makes him stop it. He won't listen when we tell him not to scratch his stuff, and then he catch other places. So he's got it. I've been Dr. Randall's sick. And I've been and I don't know if the user in or because it's nice and he's got a few little things that I don't know if that's one or if it's gonna be just that it's that shame. He settled, please. But he doesn't listen to us when we tell him not to scratch and then touch other parts of his body.
Oh, it doesn't seem good. Well, those don't look like ringworms so much. They could be the same as the others. It's all been within a few days. How many days?
The one on the back of his desk, he's had about 2 weeks. I've been doctoring it, so he won't leave it alone. So then I went and bought a hair wash to add to it, so he won't stop scratching it. If he's touching other parts of his body, then he stops. We asked him not to, then he comes up with that. But he just goes and he scratches and touches everywhere.
Okay.
He thinks it's a game. He thinks it's funny.
He's pretty healthy and normally?
Yes, sir. I mean, he's got some mental issues we're working with right now, but it's hard to tell how old he's
really. How old is he?
He's 5 and a half. Well, he's 6 and not 5
years. And what are they saying about the mental issues?
He's got intermittent blood sugar disorders and OCD. He'll wait until he's seen by a psychiatrist.
Who's diagnosing these things?
Memorial Hermann Behavioral Clinic. They diagnose that. But we have to get him into a psychiatrist and a psychiatrist before he's still so over the time. We have to wait until the end of this month, so we can't see him until then.
Where is that going to be?
Hopefully it's going to be in Kingwood at the drug store clinic. We have two different options. We'll just wait to see which one the insurance is going to cover. But they're both at the end of May.
But he's not on medications or anything now?
Well, they had him on a medication, but they won't renew it until he sees the psychiatrist, and it was Lipitor or something like that. But he has it been on in a month. So when I saw him about it, they were like, let's wait until he sees the psychiatrist, and that's all right now.
But they give him the Risperdal. They have to have the doctor prescribe it, right?
Yes, so we it's short term, so they won't, until he sees the psychiatrist, they won't do anything. They said the psychiatrist will keep him on the meds and then the play therapist will help him.
Okay. Well,
it's a nice, healthy little boy, full of energy, lots of energy. I wish I had it.
Sometimes it gets real angry, or what happens?
Oh, he gets angry. He attacks people. He lifts bookcases, tables. He bites
people. Wow.
When we take him out of school, because he was so violent. So we're working with our school team at Mason.
Yeah, so again?
We're working with his the therapist is definitely gets back to school in kindergarten and pulls us back out. So, he'll spend an hour of his day in like a little special room and then go to lunch and go to talk so they can help work with his issues.
Okay.
What
school is he
going
to? Okay. Yes, sir. So they have all that set up on it. That's good.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you're on the right track. That sounds good. He's, you know, get some help.
Yes, sir.
And they should be able to help him. I'm sure they have Texas Children's there too.
Yes, sir. And my daughter also told me, she's a nurse at the Children's Hospital downtown. She's trying to help us find one of the Texas Children. That one of her co-workers issues.
Yeah.
And she said that they're all over. She went in Kingwood, downtown. She said, Mom, we'll get on the help we need. So we've been trying to get on where he needs to be to get on better. Huh, baby?
There's a Texas show in Kingwood?
It's just like a small thing. There's a bigger one in the Woodlands. You know, get the hospital on the right.
Yeah, but in the Woodlands is real big, right? But they have other ones around, too. So sometimes groups of pediatricians are affiliated with, you know, Texas Strong, right? I think something like that. But... Well, no, okay. So I'm just going to give him some ointment like we normally would use, okay? It should do a good job.
Okay.
There's different special things, but, you know, they're standard things. I was just going to... But, yeah, I think we can assume it's ringworm and go at it like that. If some reason that doesn't work, then he might need to see like a dermatologist, but or even the pediatrician, I guess. But it shouldn't be necessary, I don't think. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, this is going to be. But that, does it ruin the family or anything like that? Anybody else have any trouble like that?
Yes, sir. He's actually my nephew, but we've raised him for over 3.5 years, so we're mommy and daddy. His mother is bipolar. His paternal grandfather is schizophrenia, bipolar, and ADD. On the paternal side, his dad's side, his dad's bipolar. The two uncles are ADHD. The grandmother is bipolar. The great grandmother schizophrenia. So yes, sir, they have some major stuff on that side.
Well, yeah. Wow.
And his mom did drugs with him when she was pregnant with them.
Oh, she did. She's still doing drugs, the mother.
I honestly don't know. She's sitting in a county jail, but yes, sir, it looks like a surprise.
Well, she's in the jail. They probably detoxed her pretty quick. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. I guess then. Well, yes, ma'am. I'm going to give him something real good that should do a good job.
Thank you.
It's not too bad, but it's like you say, it can spread a little bit and everything like that. So, like the medicine I'm going to give him, you can cover it up a little bit, but just keep applying it several times a day. That's okay.
All right.
Thank you.
That wasn't bad, was it?
Yes, sir.